Hello everyone, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 29th of July 2026. We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre in the wonderful Gawler Institute building, a beautiful historic building that's been made over to be a more functional space for modern times, and we're very grateful to be able to record in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And it's good to be here. We're members of the Glade Plains Poets, which just had a very successful
writing festival
of words last weekend. So fresh off of that, we're back into the history of Gawler now instead of the writing of Gawler and the surrounding areas. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, the new Gawler School. We are glad to inform our readers, in answer to many inquiries made last week, that Mr. Presgrave is at present in Gawler surveying the site for the new school to be erected by the Council of Education. We may further add that we believe Gawler will be among the first on the list of the board intends to build in large towns. So there you go, 150 years ago, that's 1876.
After the new Education Act.
That was about 1875, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. And it's a magnificent building.
This is the Gawler Primary School?
Yes, that would be what they were doing.
Lovely. And it is such good, because the one on Lindock Road was the high school, wasn't it?
And that was built later, the high school.
Much later. It is a beautiful building, still there, still in use as a primary school.
And it was designed, you know, with the... to have good ventilation, and although there was one week when it was over 40 degrees and they had to send the children home.
Oh, wow.
It was well designed with the climate in mind.
Yes.
Conditions.
Well, they got everything right, didn't they, in those days?
But they didn't consider winter, so I imagine it was freezing in winter.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's Australian buildings, isn't it?
South Australian buildings, yes.
Yeah. Although a lot of those old schools did have fireplaces.
Yes, they would have had a fireplace.
Yeah, they had them in the classrooms, so... I remember where I went to primary school, we had fireplaces in the old stone buildings, not in the modern timber, you know, the old transportable buildings that we had in the 60s. Yeah. We had the little hopper windows at the side at the bottom that used to open up to get the breezes in and the draft through, and then you'd open up the top windows and it's all those passive heating cooling things, but they were freezing in winter. Anyway.
100 years ago, Gawler Charity Carnival. Another enthusiastic meeting in connection with Gawler's Charity Carnival was held in the Town Hall on Tuesday evening. Recommendations were put forward from the executive and in the main were adopted. The Gawler District Band and Scottish and Irish Pipers to be asked to join in the procession, the schools to mass in the Song of Australia, and that the revenue derived should be allotted between the Hutchinson Hospital Gawler Branch, DTNS, Gawler Cottage Homes.
Wow.
And, of course, they would have been putting all their expertise, fundraising from World War One.
Cottage Homes, wow. Which are still going, aren't they? Is that the same entity, the Gawler Cottage Homes?
I don't know. It probably is. I imagine so.
Oh.
I don't know much about Gawler Cottage Homes.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. 50 years ago, a family reunion. Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Bowler from the US saw their grandsons, Glenn and Neil Addleton, from Gawler for the first time in 13 years at Adelaide Airport on Wednesday last week. And there's a photograph of a lady with fluffy white hair, like my mum used to have, and an older gentleman and a young lad in between. So that's obviously Mr. and Mrs. And I would say that it says Arthur, but I think it must be Arthur.
I wonder if that was from a war bride 50 years ago, if the mother was a war bride.
1970s.
Yes, that's true. Too old.
My generation. God.
Mm. So, 25 years ago, four-level car park plan submitted. Plans for the proposed multi-level car park on the corner of Finner Street and Centenary Lane were presented to Gawler Council at its meeting on Tuesday last night. Presented from Flight Path Architects, the firm contracted to design the four-level car park gave a presentation relating to its aesthetics and form prior to a development application and tender documents being prepared. Well, that Well, it's not on the corner, but that would be the car park near Woolies,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah,
and that did
nice.
Win awards for its artistic design, though I'm sure it won no awards for its corners that require a 45-degree turn and you can't overtake any other car on them. They forgot the cars have a turning circle.
But apart- and they forgot, well, they didn't realise that cars were actually getting, on average, bigger.
No.
We went through a period of cars getting smaller,
yes.
And now they're getting bigger again. Anyway. Yes.
They didn't make allowance for that either. But the artistic work on that car park is lovely.
It is lovely.
So at least we have nice artwork.
It's quite a reasonable place. I've parked there a few times.
Mm.
And when I've had to go to Coles and then back to Woolworths and just sort of park in between.
Yes.
And it's not too inconvenient. 10 years ago, dams overflow. Overflowing local reservoirs have reached full capacity following weeks of heavy rainfall across the region. Warren Reservoir was at 105% capacity compared to 66% last year, spilling over into the South Parra River. The Barossa Reservoir was at 94% capacity but is kept near its current capacity year-round with levels adjusted manually. There you go. And that's it.
That is indeed it.
And we'll speak again fairly soon.
Yes, it might be a few weeks because I'm heading off on a holiday.
You're heading overseas, I believe.
Yes, I'm heading off to Vietnam on Sunday.
Sunday, how exciting.
Yes,
it is. That'll be really wonderful. It's a lovely country and beautiful people.
It is.
So I hope you have a safe travel.
Thank you. And you too, because you're heading off as well.
Oh, this weekend, just for Sydney, just to meet my new grandniece.
Yes, which is wonderful.
Yes, grandniece. Yes, so that'll be lovely. She's 3 weeks old now.
Right.
So be at a... Well, they all go through so quickly through the interesting stages, don't they?
They do, yes.
All's well.
Well, have a lovely time in Sydney.
You too.
And in 3 weeks' time. Until then.
For all light signs.